I'm telling these tears go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I can't move.
What is up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Or just, hey, it's Thursday. I don't know. Something about these days is telling me maybe not so happy anymore. Folks, my name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And as I do every Thursday, that he's available, I'm joined by a fabulous co-host. His name is Tom Paulswitz. He's a Navy vet, two-time congressional candidate in a deeply red district. Less so now that Tom's run a couple of times, and a small business owner. We got Jess P.S. on the board today. Thank you, Jess, and welcome back, Tom. Good to have you.
Good to be here. Yeah, another month that lasted a week. It's just, it's so much.
It's so much. So I just want to put all of this in a little bit of mathematical context, and that is that Donald Trump's term as president is 48 months. 48. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. 48 months, right?
Correct.
And we have one of the 48 months is now done. So we are like we're 2% done. We're 2% done. 2%, yeah, is a non-zero number. We're like 2.1% done with it. So we're moving along. We've got one of 48 months done. Yep. We might introduce a little countdown on the show, Tom. It would give us something to aim for and a reminder every day,
right,
that this too will eventually end.
Yes.
Oh, so much happening. Folks, I have been beginning every show because so much is happening with a few quick things. And today, there are more than a few. There are many quick things that we should talk about and note. I wanted to begin with Kash Patel has now, just in the last 40 minutes, been confirmed as FBI director. Only two Republicans voting against his confirmation, Senators Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Susan Collins of Maine. A surprise to many that on the day that Mitch McConnell formally announced that he will no longer seek re-election, that this will be his last term in the Senate, he voted for Kash Patel. Now, I have a little theory about why this went down the way it did.
Excellent. Yep.
I have an explainer for this. But, Tom, I was listening to his floor speech about, the turtles. I can't do good Mitch McConnell, but turtle.
It's really hard to do. Yeah,
it is. It's very hard to do. The turtle giving his sort of farewell address, which was jerky and pretty boring. And at points, I sort of was like, is he going to actually say something about American values in some sort? Any like vaguely referenced articles 1, 2, and 3? I was like, is he actually going to try to say something? But alas, no. And then he voted for Kash Patel. Your reactions to McConnell's announcement and Patel's confirmation, Tom?
Well, I think he now realizes that he's got a good book. So he's going to be able to make some money off of why he's not doing the right thing. So because in hindsight, he'll go, well, I should have done this and should have done that. And the rest of us will go, yes, you should have. But the rest of us have to live with the consequences of his inactions.
Yeah, there's nothing like being a U.S. senator to insulate you from real world impacts former U.S. senator, right?
The rest of us have to live with this thing that is, you know, the slow dying of democracy that he had a direct hand in.
Yes, so, he was in large part a facilitator, right?
Instrumental,
absolutely essential to Donald Trump in his first term. Never, despite his statements that Donald Trump can be held criminally and civilly liable and his explainer for why he voted against the January 6th impeachment proceedings.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, except not, I guess. Has never really what I would call like cleansed his soul or come clean about any of that. And his moral responsibility, his legal responsibility. Here is my explainer for why McConnell voted for Kash Patel, which shocked many. He voted against Gabbard. He voted against Hegseth, and he voted against RFK Jr. Here's what. You know where J.D. Vance is right now?
He's in Europe.
He's not. I don't actually think he's in Europe. I think he.
Oh, is he? Is he back in Saudi Arabia, or is he somewhere?
He's not in Washington D.C. I think he's at the CPAC conference.
Right.
He just gave. Right. He came back from Munich to double down on his remarks in Munich at the CPAC conference, which in Munich, of course, was basically met with shock, dismay, deep concern. And French President Macron trying to gather the Western alliance together again, absent Trump, to talk about what to do about this problem. So the explainer here is McConnell, who, despite his sort of symbolic protest votes on these others, which he knew would be confirmed regardless of his vote, once Collins and Murkowski came out and said that they would vote against, had Mitch McConnell also voted against, you would have had a tie in the Senate. It would have, because all Democrats voted against Kash Patel because he has an enemies list. And all this talk about we want an apolitical law enforcement system in this country is absolutely, especially coming from Donald Trump and MAGA, that lie is made plain by the confirmation of Kash Patel, who literally is a political animal.
Yes.
And a political lapdog of Donald Trump, and has an actual enemies list that he published in a book. So if it would have been a tie, you need the vice president to break the tie. But yes, J.D. Vance is off in who knows where at the CPAC, further torching America's leadership position in the world. So there was no J.D. Vance.
So Mitch McConnell's core values, he believes that he doesn't want to inconvenience J.D. Vance for the good of the country.
Correct.
So, yes.
Oopsies.
But I will tell you, there's not a Donald Trump without a Mitch McConnell.
100%, Tom. There's not a a Donald Trump without a lot of these people.
Right.
But Mitch McConnell was tier
instrumental.
One. Tier one.
Right. Because he said the courts will take care of it, and the courts didn't take care of it. So here we are back here. And I feel nothing but sadness for the man. And glee that he's not running again, because I don't know what's wrong with Kentucky that they keep voting him in. So thank goodness.
Maybe
Andy Beshear will run. But maybe Andy Beshear will run.
It might get worse. We're just so through the looking glass on everything.
Right.
It's so very shocking.
That's one thing, though, right?
Yeah, that's one of my... Well, it's two things. Mitch McConnell and Kash Patel, they were related, as most of the news actually is. I wanted to mention these things that, again, seem to be unrelated, but are deeply related. And that is Donald Trump is looking at defunding and firing a bunch of people that work in the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. It's referred to as CISA. These are the people that help ensure that our elections are not hacked by foreign governments, you know, like Russia.
Right. Pretty important stuff.
Pretty important, but no. Let's gut that down to the bone. So that's one thing. Here's the other thing. Pam Bondi has shut down the DOJ's foreign corruption unit.
Yes.
So within the DOJ, there are a group of prosecutors that are basically dedicated to the things like the former Senator Robert Menendez's foreign influence peddling, trying to buy elected officials in the United States. It's a key bulwark against the corrupting influence of foreign officials, especially adversaries of the United States. So you got CISA going down, Bondi's shutting down the Foreign Interference and Corruption Unit at the DOJ, and Donald Trump via executive order has tried to basically annul the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act.
Yes, right.
Which basically deals with the private sector's potential corrupting influence when they go to do business abroad. It's a pretty complicated set of federal laws. I actually worked on an FCPA civil investigation on behalf of a client that had been asked to do that by the Department of Justice. Well, what does all, like, this is one of those little maybe Sesame Street boxes, which is like, which one's doing its own thing?
Which of these things is not like the other, right? They're all like
the other. It's all one thing. It is all basically like clearing a path for Donald Trump to corruptly, and anyone aligned with Donald Trump, to corruptly conduct themselves in business or as an elected official to further Donald Trump's personal wealth objectives or his political objectives. And then, of course, you throw in the Eric Adams pardon, the J6, right? It's like,
right,
all of this is of, oh, and then, yep, Cash Patel, right? Like the lackey, you put it all together, and right, what does it spell? Government corruption. Like,
right. So we'll be talking about two things next week, which is one will be Bob Mendez's pardon.
Oh, right? Yes. You're right. Right. He, what did he get? 11 years. So, right. And he's now so, shilling for
so
the
it's
pardon.
Like, hey, we don't care about that anymore. And the other will be is the Democrats will be asking for tariffs on bribery. So if the foreign bribery is coming in, at least we can tariff the money, can't we?
It would be good. It disclose more. It yes. And tax it in
exactly.
Essence.
As long as we're doing it. Yep.
We joke a little bit here. Folks, that is the voice of Tom Paulsiewicz. He is my guest host here on the Maggie Dawn Show every Thursday when he is available. We love having him here. If you want to join our great conversation this afternoon, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. I want to give you a little outline, everybody, of what we're going to talk about today. And then I've got one last quick thing before we go to break. We are going to be talking about Ukraine and basically America becoming a villain when it comes to Western democracies. And all of this happening in the span of, 7-10 days, something like that. We're going to talk about Ukraine. We're going to talk about the SAVE Act. And it's not an underlying current. The main tenet of the MAGA movement to put women back in kitchens and bedrooms and keep them there and keep them out of voting booths. And last but not least, if we've got some time, we'll talk about J.B. Pritzker's budget address, which I thought was an exemplar of what Democratic governors should be saying and doing, and indeed all Democratic leaders, instead of, posing for pictures outside the Hoover building when they know the guy's going to get confirmed anyways. We're going to take a little break. One last quick thing. Bobby Portis, oops.
Bobby.
Suspended for 25 games for taking an opioid painkiller that he thought was something else. Ugh. Read the labels, folks. My name is Maggie Dawn. We're going to come back with more. We'll dive into Ukraine. You're not going to want to miss it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.
I'ma keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.